Tell me about your journey, Jessica. This is the first time we've chatted, so how did you wind up here?
Well, I'd say about 18 years ago, I moved from home, and I just felt like I just needed to go somewhere and have some opportunities musically and stuff, so came here, and I actually landed a job with Riverfest as a coordinator.
Would you recommend young artists doing what you did in terms of getting their career started, just to kind of make a move and go full tilt into it?
I say just follow your dreams and never let anybody say otherwise. Even if it's a no, just prove them wrong, really. And it's just, I've always felt that, and certainly I'm 40 years old, and I've never stopped believing in my dream. And I continue to absolutely just go full force in music. And I just say, keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah, there's people out there who begin their career and they get going and they hit a certain age and they think, you know, I'm too old for this. But that can't be true because, I mean, there's artists of all ages out there, right?
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, right now, as a 40-year-old mother, wife, I feel like I have way more to, like, more experience as well, right? So there's lots to write about. There's lots to, I've lived a good bit of my life. And I really feel that sometimes even that is a bonus, you know what I mean? So I feel like going forward, there is no stopping me anymore. There's no stopping me.
Let's talk about your latest, Highway Say Hello. How did this one come to you?
I write with Bill DeLuigi from Nashville. I've written about 4 or 5 songs with him now. So I told him, we were sitting down and writing for a session. And I said, I would love to write a song. Because my father was a musician, and he traveled and did all that when I was young. And I said, let's write a song about, you know, leaving home. Because Dad used to leave home. He used to miss leaving home. Like, he missed us while he was gone. And when he came back, he was happy, and he used to bring us presents, me and my sister and stuff, you know. But now that I'm, you know, pretty much his age when he was doing that, and now I'm a mother, and I'm leaving home. And I know how that felt for him.
Right.
And I just wanted to write something about that, you know, that experience.
When you talk about that being part of your childhood and now you living your life that your father did, how does it affect you as a parent, knowing the effect on the child?
Well, to be honest, I've always looked up to my dad, and I've always felt that, you know, he always he gave it his best. And that's exactly what I want my youngsters to take about this, is to literally go for it. And it doesn't matter, you know, how old you are or what comes your way. If you're happy doing something, you truly have to follow that path, because I feel like if you don't, you'll regret it. And there's no time in life for regrets.
Yeah. Is there comfort for you on the road, Jessica?
I love it. I love going. Like, obviously, I you know, I miss when I leave, because the youngsters are there at the door. You know,
yeah.
Oh, Mom, when are you coming back? Right.
Oh.
So I leave, and I'm like, I'm so sad. But then I'm like, okay. The second I go out the door, I got my Jessica LaValle hat on. You know, like my cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm just ready for it. I'm ready to sing a song, and, you know, and just give it all I got. And I put everything in my performance. My heart, my soul, my body. And every time I leave the road, God's with me. So.
Well, all of what you put in certainly comes back out. We can hear it in the finished product, certainly. What's the new year bringing for you? How's 2024 shaping up?
Well, it's absolutely wonderful. I've got so many great things coming up, like gigs. I got a bunch of stuff going on in the summertime, festivals and stuff. This is probably the busiest year I've had yet. And I'm actually recording 2 more songs, and I can't wait for those to come out right now too. So I'm really excited about those. I cannot wait to just go out and just sing my heart out.
Yeah. Are you more comfortable in studio or on stage? Which is it for you?
Oh, on stage.
Yeah.
I love the studio too. It's just, there's nothing that beats the, you know, when you're, you know, with your audience.
Right.
Like, I find I get so much energy from them, and And I find it just a little bit, I don't know, I just love it. I love singing in front of people. I love entertaining, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and knowing you're making people happy and putting good thoughts and vibes into their brain, into their lives, and, perpetuating that love feel, right?
That's right. And I love tapping my feet, and I love playing the harmonica, and all. Like, I just get on there, and I'm almost in a different world, even though I know everybody's there, and I know, like, whatever. But I almost feel like I go out of somewhere. I go into this little dream world that I have in my head, and it's absolutely just a fantasy land that I make up there.
Well, we've got...
Excuse me?
I was just saying, we all have to get us a bit of that. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. No, it just... And then when I come back off stage, I'm like, oh, reality sinks in. I'm like, oh, okay, where am I?
Well, yeah, looking forward to a big year, obviously, right? It's going to be 2024 and all kinds of things. Are you writing as well as you're doing all this? Is there a constant new songs coming out?
I'm constantly writing. I always have ideas. I got my phone nearby. I always put little, my gosh, I got notes all around the house, Rob, because like if I don't put it down by, like, it'll be gone. I'll forget really easy. So, you know, I always have stuff written down. I definitely have titles written down, because if I'm, like, I always tell people, I say, if you're around me, you better watch what you say, because it could be in a song someday.
Well, inspiration is all around us, right? It's everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. It could be anywhere, at the coffee shop, at the grocery store. It could be literally anywhere, if a movie I'm watching or something, anything, right? So it's always inspiration literally everywhere I go. And obviously at home, too, because I have beautiful children and a husband that I just absolutely love, and my dogs and cats, you know, like, I just, there's so much to talk about.
Well, it sounds like you got it all going on, and looks like just stepping forward is all you need to continue to do, and looks like you're doing that. Jessica Lavallee, a real pleasure to speak with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and perhaps if you're down in Niagara at some point, come on by, say hello.
I will do, Rob. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really, really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day now.